Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. And disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
We've got a lot of breaking news that deals with Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and their foreign business dealings. But before that, we have to deal with a national embarrassment story. We now know that Hunter Biden is on this trip clearly with Joe Biden as a caregiver. The First Lady is not on this trip. So Hunter Biden went on this trip, this foreign trip with his dad, as well as Joe Biden's sister. Now, there are questions because in the past, when they were on the planes, they were working multi-million, if not billion-dollar business deals, trading on the Biden name when he was the vice president. We also know that while he's been the president, there's been more scrutiny, so they may have had to pull that back a little bit. You haven't seen Hunter Biden be this much out in the public since Joe Biden was elected. They hit him during the presidential campaign. We saw him briefly on election night, and that was about it from Hunter Biden. He has taken a back seat for obvious reasons and for political reasons to protect the White House. But now we understand just how bad the cognitive decline is of the president. Caught by C-SPAN, the president in Ireland talking to children. One of them gives the president a little toy airplane. His sister and his son, Hunter Biden, are behind him. They are clearly babysitting the president. The First Lady's not there. He needed babysitters. They're now the babysitters. And there is an exchange here that is one of the most embarrassing exchanges when his father gets a basic question and doesn't understand it. You're going to hear Hunter Biden step in and literally babysit the president of the United States of America, explaining to his father what the child is asking him. Now, first, you're going to hear Hunter Biden say, "Dad, he has a question for you." And Joe Biden clearly at that point is confused watching the video. Then you're going to hear the student ask a question. And the question from the transcript is, "What are the steps to success?" Joe Biden then looks even more confused before finally making something up by saying, after he slurs his words and says some gibberish, "Making sure we don't have COVID. What? Question mark. Why? Question mark. What are we talking about? Question mark." Those are the actual words that come out of Joe Biden's mouth. He has no idea what's going on, folks. And this is the President of the United States of America, cognitive decline on full display.
Dad, he's got a question. What's your question?
What are they talking about? That transcript. What are the steps to success? What steps? What? Oh, making sure we don't have COVID. Joe Biden says what? Question mark. Why? Question mark. What are we talking about? Then you can see his son jump in because he realizes that this has now gone to a really bad place. And he understands, oh, shoot, I've like completely lost them. And so Hunter has to step in and then listen to how it gets even more awkward.
The success. Like, what's the key to success?
What's the key to success, Dad? He just asked you what the key to success is, not COVID. Wait, what are we talking about? Right? The kid looked at you twice, said the same damn thing, Mr. President, or Dad. He asked you what the key to success is. Listen carefully after that.
Because the key to success, you know what I found out the key to success is? And I'm not sure I'm the best guy to explain it. These guys would say, the key to success is whenever you disagree with someone, it's okay to question their judgment, whether they're right or wrong. But it's never okay to question their motive.
I mean, it's never okay to question their motive, but it's okay to question them hard. This is like, kids, stay in school. Don't do drugs. There's the president's advice after his son had to literally coddle him. Now, I understand now why they're on the trip. At first, I was like, holy crap, Hunter Biden's on this trip. And he's going to be doing some shady business deals, right? Who's he meeting with? Now we understand he's just along as a babysitter. A kid asked Joe Biden, what are the keys to success? His first answer was make sure we don't have COVID. Then he said, I'm probably not the right person to ask. That was from the later transcript that came out. You couldn't hear that in the audio because he was talking in the direction away from the microphone. But the official transcript says the president then says, I'm probably not the right person to ask. You're the president of the United States of America. You think a kid shouldn't ask you what the keys to success are? Brightest thing Joe Biden has said yet. Maybe the most truthful thing that he said yet. I'm probably not the right person to ask. Because when President Joe Biden walked aboard Air Force One on Tuesday and took off on this trip with his son Hunter Biden and his sister Valerie Biden on Air Force One without the First Lady, we all thought, oh, this is going to be a shady business trip. I think we're probably now all wrong. This was just about babysitting a cognitively declining president. And the rest of the world is noticing this, including our enemies. Also, this now there's no way to deny how bad this is. And a perfect example of that is Stephen Colbert. Stephen Colbert is ripping on the president now for the cognitive decline, mocking him. Listen.
Meantime, Joe, did you see this? Stephen Colbert cracking jokes about Joe Biden's 2024 future after the president's latest gaffe at the White House Easter egg roll. Here's the clip.
Biden dropped some hints about 2024.
I plan on at least three or four more Easter egg rolls.
At least three or four more?
Maybe five.
Maybe
six. What the hell?
Point is, I am mentally fit to once again run for president of the United States. What's going on? Where's Jill? Marco, Jillo.
I mean, look, haha, it is pretty funny, but I think this is a really big deal because it's coming from Democrat publicist Stephen Colbert. Isn't this just further evidence that there are a ton of Dems who don't want Joe Biden to be the nominee?
Oh, the polling shows that there's an overwhelming majority of Dems that do not want Joe Biden to have a second act. And never, Todd, in the history of media analysis, has anyone ever uttered, you know, that interview with Al Roker at the Easter egg roll was a disaster. But here we are. And when you've lost Colbert, you know you have problems. But here's what's going to happen, obviously. Democrats will fall in line and support Joe Biden if and when he does run again, particularly if Donald Trump is the opponent. Regardless of the obvious issues that this 80-something-year-old president has, regardless of his record on inflation, crime, the border, education, foreign policy, Democrats will support him overwhelmingly if he does run, even if now they don't want him to, because the alternative to them is a nightmare.
The alternative to them is a nightmare. This doesn't have anything to do with policy. This doesn't have anything to do with the corruption And I've got a lot of news I'm about to tell you about new corruption that we're hearing about with the Biden crime family. This now just has to do with fitness to be the president of the United States of America. Now, I wish this was the only clips I could play for you of the cognitive decline. But Joe Biden just finished a very important, quote, press conference in Ireland at the Dublin Castle. And I want you to hear how he finished that press conference, a joint press conference, where he doesn't take questions. Here's what he said as he was finishing it. This is not a joke. Listen carefully.
Nothing our nations can't achieve if we do it together. I really mean it. So thank you all. God bless you all. Let's go lick the world. Let's get it done.
Let's go lick the world. Let's go get it done. Lick the world. L-I-C-K.
Let's go lick the world. Let's get it done.
Let's go lick the world, folks. Let's lick it.
Let's go lick the world. Let's get it done.
Yeah, let's go lick that world, by golly, and get it done. If we just lick this world, we're going to get it done. God bless America. God bless the people of wherever the hell I am. We're going to go lick that world now. Yeah, Russia, we're going to lick that world together. Yugoslavia, we're going to lick that world together. Let's just lick it all. Lick that world. This is what our adversaries are watching and witnessing. As Taiwan is encircled right now by China, this is what we are watching. This is what we are witnessing. A president who is going out there finishing a speech telling you, we're going to go lick that world, folks. We can do it together.
So thank you all. God bless you all. Let's go lick the world.
Let's go lick that world. Yeah. Yeah, between him and the Dalai Lama wanting the kid to suck on his tongue, this is what loss of total cognitive decline looks like. This is what age looks like when you get too old to lead. And now the rest of the world is taking advantage of it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable. So you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. There's another bombshell that has also exploded this week. And ABC, NBC, and CBS have spent a total of 0 minutes and 0 seconds covering it. It is how many meetings are now connected to the White House when Joe Biden was the vice president, to people that were doing business with the Biden crime family. We now are up to more than 80 meetings that took place at the actual White House, with White House staff, with the vice president, with others, maybe even the president, with individuals that were doing actual business with the Biden family, sending millions of dollars into bank accounts of the Biden family. This all broke this week that we are now at 80 plus meetings. ABC, NBC, CBS, none of them did a single moment on it. Fox News talked about just how many meetings there were, from how many people that were business associates of Hunter Biden, James Biden, and the Biden crime family, meeting with the kingpin, Joe Biden, the big guy. Listen.
Particular bombshell, and it is a bombshell. I mean, 80 times. But Joe Biden told our Peter Ducey in those clips you just played that he never discussed his son's business dealings with him. And again, it's the easiest game to play. If Donald Trump Jr. was under federal investigation for tax issues and business dealings in China and Ukraine, and President Trump said he never discussed this with his son, and then visitor logs show that it completely contradicts that claim 80 times over, would ABC, NBC, CBS be all over this like white on rice? It's Rhetorical Wednesday. You don't need to answer that, Todd.
Yeah, I mean, they covered evergreen stories on those other networks. Evergreen stories are one that you can really air whenever you want. This is a major revelation in a major story, yet crickets. I'm sure
crickets. He's right, by the way. It's total crickets, because they don't want to tell you just how bad things have gotten. We also know that this ex-Obama staffer has at the same time blown the whistle on the Hunter Biden kickback scheme after Hunter joined Burisma. He's now saying that he witnessed a crime take place. He told his story, which we told you about yesterday. But you combine these two together, and then there's another thing that's happened. A watchdog group has now sued the Biden Justice Department for records about Hunter Biden's gun. The legal watchdog group Judicial Watch announced yesterday the filing of a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit against the FBI in an attempt to uncover records about the gun owned by Hunter Biden, which was reportedly thrown in a trash can behind a Delaware grocery store by his ex-sister-in-law turned lover. The suit was filed in response to what the group said was the FBI's withholding of records related to the matter. The records Judicial Watch originally sought included investigative reports, telephone logs, witness statements, memoranda, and firearms purchase documentation related to the reported purchase, possession, and disposal of the firearm Hunter Biden reportedly once owned. Judicial Watch has already obtained 487 pages of records from the United States Secret Service related to the federal investigation of Hunter Biden's gun purchase alone. Investigators said they found sufficient evidence to charge Hunter with tax crimes and lying on a document used in the process of purchasing a gun. According to people familiar with the ongoing case, the Washington Post has confirmed. The records show the agency alerted the Biden White House, and the agency crafted a public statement insisting it had, quote, no involvement in this alleged incident and refused to provide any additional clarification to media inquiries. We now know that as a fact. The Secret Service claims it has no records of its involvement investigating the incident. But according to a 2021 Politico report, sources familiar with the matter said the Secret Service did, in fact, have intel. In fact, the Secret Service agents approached the owner, which has been corroborated by the gun store owner, where Hunter Biden bought the gun, and asked to take the paperwork involving the sale of that gun with them. That gun shop owner said no to the Secret Service, and they left. What's even more concerning is when this happened, the Secret Service should not have been involved at all, because at that point, the former vice president was a private citizen who did not have Secret Service detail given to him. Text messages on Hunter Biden's infamous abandoned laptop show the president's son contradicted the Secret Service's assertion it was not involved, according to the New York Post reporting. Quote, she stole the gun out of my trunk lockbox and threw it in a garbage can full to the top at Janssen's. Then told me it was my problem to deal with, Hunter reportedly wrote in a text message. Then when the police, the FBI, the Secret Service came out on the scene, she said she took it from me because she was scared I would harm myself due to my drug and alcohol problem and our volatile relationship, and that she was afraid for the kids, quote unquote. That's, again, Hunter Biden's own words and his own text message. Text messages from Hunter Biden's laptop also reportedly show him scolding his sister-in-law turned lover, Hallie Biden, for allegedly ruining his life. Quote, there are five guns in dad's house. There are blanking more weapons in your son's room than in an armory. Hunter messaged Hallie, according to the Post. What's my F up owning a gun? Question mark. They think they're scared I would shoot you. They think you're scared that I would shoot you, Hunter adds again, referring to the federal law enforcement. Quote, you now have me as an abusive pedophile with homicidal tendencies, Hunter went on. And that's now in the hands of the FBI, quote unquote. Those are, again, his own text messages. Why was the Secret Service even involved at that point? They shouldn't have been. It was none of their business because Hunter Biden, James Biden, his sister-in-law, none of them were protectees of the Secret Service at that point. Now, all of this is breaking, and I hope you're taking notes and sharing all this intel with your family and your friends. Because while all of this is happening, there was another story that broke, and it deals specifically with Ukraine and the gas industry and a time that we now understand where Hunter Biden was taking on that role with Burisma. Then Vice President Joe Biden visited Ukraine, and we have the timeline now, on a mission to bolster the country's energy industries days after his son, Hunter, officially joined the board of natural gas company Burisma in 2014, which a former White House stenographer claims implicates the now 80-year-old in a foreign influence peddling kickback scheme. Mike McCormick, who was that stenographer, says he was with the current National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, then a Biden aide in the press cabin of Air Force Two en route to Kyiv on April the 21st of 2014. As he outlined how the world's wealthiest country would help the deeply corrupt post-Soviet state build its gas industry. Giving a rundown of priorities for the trip, Sullivan described in a transcript as an anonymous senior administration official, said Biden would discuss with Ukraine officials medium and long-term strategies to boost conventional gas production and also to begin to take advantage of the unconventional gas reserves that are in Ukraine. As for details, the Biden aide said the U.S. was interested in providing technical assistance to help Ukraine be able to boost production in their conventional gas fields, where presently they aren't getting the maximum of what they could be, while offering technical assistance relating to a regulatory framework and also the technology that would be required to extract unconventional gas resources. And Ukraine has meaningful reserves of unconventional gas, according to the latest estimates, quote unquote. Again, this is from the White House. Well, then in December of that year, amid broader Obama administration support for Ukraine, Congress approved $50 billion in support for the country's energy sector. This included the natural gas industry. The same industry that Burisma was involved in, and the same industry where now Hunter Biden is sitting on the board making $1 million or more a year. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Augusta Precious Metals. You can get free gold just by learning about gold IRAs from Augusta Precious Metals. It's important that you know what's going on in this crazy economy, and your hard-earned savings need protecting from the devalued dollar. Protecting from the devalued dollar, especially if you're close to retirement. Augusta Precious Metals will give you information on how to protect your savings and open a gold IRA. So if you've saved at least $100,000 for retirement, call and ask about their ultimate guide to gold IRAs. I trust Augusta Precious Metals, and you can too. They will make sure that you understand what is best for you and your portfolio. There's a reason Money Magazine says they are the best gold IRA company. Get free gold, free information, and retirement protection now by calling 877-4-GOLD-IRA. That's 877, the number 4, Gold IRA. Or AugustaPreciousMetals.com. Now, McCormick, who worked more than a decade at the White House, told the Post this week he believes the timeline of events featuring the unmasked longtime Joe Biden aide, who's now his national security advisor, demonstrates the president used his prior position to help his son's foreign business interests and ultimately his family. The big guy, by the way, is the president of the United States of America. Joe Biden was over there telling them, you can't be corrupt. You can't be corrupt. Well, he was corrupt, McCormick says. Look, this is Air Force Two. This is Joe Biden's plane. He's in control of it. Jake Sullivan was in the front of the plane with Joe Biden in a meeting, and then he walks back in the plane to talk to the press. Now McCormick tells the Post that he wants to testify before the federal grand jury in Delaware considering charges against Hunter, saying he has relevant information that the FBI ignored. They've been looking at Hunter Biden, but this ties Joe and Sullivan into promoting a kickback scheme with Ukraine. It's a timeline that does it, he said. Now, Hunter's role at Burisma was not made public until a May 12th press release from the company. A BuzzFeed article citing company documents filed in Cyprus said Hunter joined Burisma on April the 18th of that year, and emails from Hunter's abandoned laptop include discussions in the run-up to his dad's visit to the country. McCormick provided the Post screenshots of an online FBI tip submission that he says he completed in February. He is yet to hear back, saying lying to the FBI is a crime punishable by up to 5 years in prison. Right now, they are 3 years into an investigation doing nothing, and it seems like they're stonewalling, McCormick said. I'll go under oath before anyone who needs to hear the truth about Joe Biden's criminal activities, quote unquote. He added, Joe Biden committed crimes in Ukraine in a conspiracy with Jake Sullivan. I'm a witness to that happening. I'm a witness to these crimes. 4 days, by the way, before Sullivan briefed reporters on that plane, Burisma paymaster emailed Hunter's business associate, Devin Archer, who was already on the board, that he recognized Hunter Biden could be both an asset and a liability. Quote, as to the HB, Hunter Biden, in the email, I do believe that we have to reach reasonable balance here. I realize fully that his role is of long-term perspective and taking into account the political weight of our directors, we have to use, quote-unquote, their personalities carefully and strategically wise. I do realize their vulnerability in that respect, the Burisma executive wrote in an email. Therefore, I kindly suggest the new email that's been released reads, I kindly suggest to indeed now or after his father left our country, just put him on our website without going for public campaigning. And then after we meet in May, we agree on joint plan and move forward accordingly with media campaign or without it. Just concentrating on internal talks with relevant interested parties, etc. In some sense, we cannot hide our directors. So in other words, throw them on the website, but don't publicize it. This executive at Burisma went on to say, please have a thought about it before tomorrow's phone call. It's just my ideas now, as I have not yet talked to Burisma owner. We both traveling now and do not use mobile phones for such conversations. Wow, so this type of conversation was one they knew not to have on a cell phone. So what ended up happening from those, quote, conversations? Hunter Biden was paid $1 million a year from 2014 to all the way to 2019 to serve on Burisma's board, despite no relevant industry experience, as his dad handled the Obama administration's Ukraine portfolio. Quote, Hunter Biden had no credentials to sit on the board of a Ukrainian energy company other than his last name being Biden. That's how James Comer, House Oversight Committee Chairman, said it this week. He's leading that congressional inquiry into Joe Biden's role in his relative's foreign business ventures. The fact that then-Vice President Joe Biden pushed natural gas production in Ukraine just 2 days after his son was appointed to the board of Burisma reeks of corruption, Comer said in an interview this week. Fourth, House-ranking Republican Stefanik added, House Republicans are leading the charge and shining a light into the corruption and illegal dealings of the Biden crime family. The American people now know that Hunter Biden's foreign business dealings have compromised Joe Biden. The truth is coming out, and I'm committed to ensuring that the entire Biden crime family is held accountable for compromising our national security. The FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware have not responded to requests for comment on any of this from any of the reporters that have asked for comment. That's the other sad part here. Sullivan's office, the National Security Advisor, did not dispute McCormick's claim that he was the unnamed senior administration official who briefed reporters on that flight to Kyiv, which happened about 2 months after pro-Western protesters ousted the Ukrainian pro-Russian president in that country. A spokesman for Sullivan referred the post to another White House spokesman who did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Attorneys for Hunter Biden also did not respond to questions being asked. Now, what's even more crazy is the fact that the 80-year-old commander-in-chief, Joe Biden, is not a focus of this wide-ranging probe into the first son. That's what we've been told. At least one witness before the Delaware grand jury was asked about the identity of the big guy described in a May 2017 email as due a 10% cut in a Chinese energy venture. So let's just go back to where we are now. We have a president who is overseas and a president that ends a speech not knowing what's going on, what's happening, and telling us to lick the world.
There's nothing our nations can't achieve if we do it together. I really mean it. So thank you all. God bless you all. Let's go lick the world. Let's get it done.
Yeah, let's get it done. Let's go lick that world. We've got a president whose son is clearly on a trip babysitting him. When his father can't answer a basic question from a child, doesn't understand what the child's saying, doesn't know what he's saying, and says, wait, what are we talking about? Hunter Biden's now babysitting the man who gave him millions and millions of dollars and trying to keep the crime family together. Because as long as they can keep Joe Biden alive, they probably feel like they're going to be okay and they're going to be safe. As for all the investigations, at this point he's 80. He's probably just thinking, can I run out the clock? Right? We had a nice run. Can we just run out the clock? Who cares if Tony Bobulinski is saying things? Who cares if the Biden family CEFE energy company partner has been subpoenaed? That's also other breaking news. The Biden family business associate, a former top CEFE, that's the Chinese Communist Government's energy company, was recently subpoenaed by the House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer, a notable development in the Biden family business investigation. As a former CEFE official, Yan was an integral member of the Chinese energy conglomerate with strong ties to the Chinese Communist Party. Yan appears to be one of the few top executives who have not been detained or arrested. And what does the White House have to say about this? Oh, they don't want to talk about it at all. They want to just act like it's not happening. And when they are asked about these investigations, each and every time they come back with the same answer. We can't talk about it because it's an ongoing investigation. Leave us alone.
House Oversight says they've got bank records showing a Chinese energy company paying three Biden family members through a third party. What were they paid for?
Look, I'm just not going to respond to that from here. Look, we have heard from House Republicans for years and years and years how the inaccuracies and lies when it comes to this issue. And I don't even know where to begin to even answer that question, because, again, it's been lies and lies and inaccuracy for the past couple years. And I'm just not going to get into it from here.
Okay.
I'm going to keep covering this. Make sure that you subscribe to our podcast. It's free. Hit that auto download or subscribe button. You'll get the show each and every day. I will keep you updated on this every single day. And I'll see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.